It is time to debut our brand new segment, Am I the Jerk? And we've all been in these situations before where something will happen and you're kind of going, man, I feel like these people are wrong. And they're all kind of looking at you saying, nah, man, you're the jerk. Well, Donnie, let's guide us. Let's guide us.
You are a big jerk.
Guide everyone.
You guide us through this.
Okay.
Because we got a lot of P1 questions.
Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com is where you can send this in.
Joik.
Certain situations that happen to you, that you witness, all that. So let's start with David. So we put it out there. He says, okay, Invasion, this literally happened to me an hour ago.
Okay.
I was picking up a birthday card at Target. Walking to the self-checkout, I was behind an older man, probably mid-60s, so not frail. David is 30. He was walking really slow. And when we got to the checkout area, there was no line and one open register. He stood there for about 20 seconds, looking around like he was waiting for something. So I just slowly and deliberately walked around him to the open register. As soon as I scan my item, he comes up behind me and says, so you're just going to cut me in line? I just say, you were just standing there. He says, that doesn't mean you can cut. Aren't you going to apologize? I turned around and see there's like three open registers, so he doesn't even need to be waiting on me. I just respond, well, I'm not really sorry. You look like you were waiting on something. Turn around and finished and left. I feel like a jerk now typing it out, but okay. Am I really? That's from David.
I say my initial reaction is, I'm sorry, David, but I think you are because you did not ask the guy, hey, man, you going to grab one of those or
are you in line?
Right.
Are you,
what's going on here?
There needed to be a verbal, verbal exchange, a meeting of the minds, if you will. If somebody's standing in the kiosk line, maybe they're trying to find a candy bar. Yeah. You got to ask.
But if they're trying to find a candy bar, they're just standing there.
It's weird.
I feel like that's the cue for me to pass them to the left and go about my business.
It's your cue to ask. If it's cool.
If you're still shopping, you're not ready, though. Like, if they're looking for a candy bar, I'd go around.
So he was actively looking for the candy bar.
If I were David, I also would have been like, what's this old man up to? I think you got to.
He waited about 20 seconds before he went around and went to the register.
I would have asked immediately. Like, within 3 seconds, if that dude's staring at the candy bar, he's like, hey, man.
You mind if I?
Well, he's not necessarily saying he was looking at a candy bar. He was just standing there. And I think he just added a...
I do wonder also, he says three registers opened in this 30-second window. That seems a little fishy to me. Maybe David could have taken a peek around to see if maybe there were open registers as well. I can see David's point of view here. I think he might be a jerk. You're a real
you
jerk.
You just got to ask. And then if the guy looks at you and goes, huh? Then just go around him.
Yeah.
But you should always ask if somebody's standing there, because you never know what could be going on, especially if they're older. He could be lost in thought, not even paying attention, not even realize the person in front of him left the register. Who knows?
There's decorum to the line.
I'm telling you, man.
There's decorum to the line in the line area.
I'd say it's polite to say something, but it's not necessarily jerk behavior, especially after 20 seconds.
I do want to replay. I want the grocery store to send us the footage on these three open registers.
You want to see exactly how long it was?
How long he was standing
there.
You
think David may exaggerate a bit? He put the blinkers on and went around him pretty quickly?
He might have exaggerated this situation a bit. But I'd say this is an on-the-line jerk. I could see this one could go either way.
I say David is not the jerk here.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think you guys are saying that maybe he is. So
I'm
I have to...
jerk.
We need the majority, and I think the majority says that David had the jerk behavior here.
Yeah, I lean towards that. Sorry, David.
Oh, I'm so sorry, David.
All you gotta do is ask.
I could find myself in the same situation as David, though.
Okay. This is from Jake.
Okay.
Jake says, hey, Donnie. He experienced a situation on a flight recently. Decently long flight from Austin to New York. Wow. He's 6'5", so flying isn't the most comfortable thing in the first place, and he's too stubborn to pay to upgrade seats, exit row, first class, etc.
All right.
So every flight, it's a roll of the dice on how comfortable he'll end up being. Well, I'm just going to read it. I always aim for the aisle seat because using the bathroom on a flight always stresses me out. I want to make it easy as possible to get to the bathroom. I do that exact same thing. I'm an aisle seat guy because I don't want to have to step over anyone if my little tiny bladder activates, just to make sure I can get up and go. And... That responsibility is you can't get upset if the window seat needs to get out and you have to get up.
Sure.
It's the compromise.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. On this flight in particular, I'm on the aisle seat and the pre-flight seating map shows that it's a full flight. I was mentally preparing for being stuck next to someone in the middle seat. Upon completing the boarding process, I am thrilled because the window seat on our row is vacant. So it's just me and a smaller, older woman sitting in the middle seat. My first thought is, great. This woman can slide over to the window and we can both be comfortable. However, as we got closer to taking off, she didn't move. Other people on the plane are doing the exact same thing. What? I wish this woman would do that because it was not, in fact, a completely full flight. We take off and she still hasn't moved. My question is, am I the jerk for somewhat leaning into her, using the middle seat armrest, over-exaggerating my cramped leg room, all to try to push this woman over to the vacant window seat?
Man, this is fascinating.
She eventually moved over, and towards the end of the flight, she explained that she needed to hurry up to the front of the exit to the flight because she was close to missing her connection. This is when I learned that the woman I essentially boxed out of her own seat for my own gain and comfort had a significant language barrier.
Ooh.
So is Jake the jerk for leaning over so she can move over to the window seat?
Man, I so actually think she's the jerk. Like, if the open seat is there, leave the seat in between, you moron.
Well, her assigned seat was the middle seat.
Right. Who cares? Nobody's so sitting in the seat that next to you. Like, that's common sense.
But just like with the self-checkout, all you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
Like, don't lean, just be, and you did, obviously there was a language barrier, but you didn't know that until after. Just ask.
Just like, I would. I mean, I would have thought, did you not want to have a little space here?
It's the leaning into her and like,
people are just afraid to talk to each other these days. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't text them when they're right next to me, so I get awkward.
I do think.
What
that
if
they're
on the planes? You had like a little messaging system instead of the movie that you could like type a little message
to 25B.
Hey, put your shoes back on.
It's a message to 25B.
Shut your kid up.
I would immediately tell that person when, as soon as we took off, he'd be like, hey, you know, that seat right there is open. Did you want to scoot over so we each have a little bit more extra
space?
Would
you really?
Yes, 100%.
I feel like that's pretty,
I don't think I'd
without
say
hesitation.
Anything.
I feel like that's pretty normal on a plane. Like, I hear that chit chat on a plane all the time of like, hey, if nobody shows up here, you want to like make this more comfortable for everybody involved?
I would probably assume that they're going to do it, but I don't know if I would just say, hey, are you, woohoo, look at that seat. It sure is empty.
I would be like, okay, apparently you have no common sense.
No way you would say that.
I wouldn't say that. But in my mind, my tone.
Matt's going to end up being the jerk in the situation.
No way I would say that.
But my tone would be, hey, that seat over there is obviously going to be open. Would you mind sliding over one? Then we each have a little extra space.
And what if she says no?
Then you go talk to elbowing. What are they going to do?
But that's her seat. It's not necessary. She's not required to move over because that seat is empty.
I would tweet about it.
And then the American Airlines
I would ask the flight attendant, hey, can we somehow get this lady to move over? Like, is it not weird she's sitting next to me and we're not a couple? Or what I might do is act like I fell asleep. And then just kind of lean on them and put my head on their shoulder.
But that's essentially
jerk territory.
What he did. So he's asking.
What if I really do fall asleep and lean on her? Then you're not a jerk, and she may be like, "Oh my god, I can move now." I'm like, "Oh wow, the light went off on your moron head."
So is he the jerk?
Yes.
Matt's the jerk.
Matt's definitely the jerk.
I don't think that's the jerk. You know what? I'm siding with Jake on this one. Now, yeah, you should have said something, but for whatever reason, people are uncomfortable having normal human conversations.
Being passive aggressive to a 65-year-old woman that can't speak English is not
She's
a cool 65? Guy move thing to do.
I don't know her age. He didn't say her age. But I just don't know. We all just...
Okay, draw a picture then. XXO, and then draw a line from the X to the O.
You end up hugging and kissing.
There you go. Maybe you move over to that seat.
What if she just says, well, this is my seat.
Legally, I have to go, look,
I will give you $10 cash to move over to that next seat.
Oh, big spender.
Dude.
$10.
I think I would be...
She might be
appreciative.
I'd
be ashamed for you if you tried to pay for somebody's seat with a 10.
Well, you're welcome to up the ante.
I would.
A 10 will buy you a nice beer, man. What's the problem with that? I mean, me buying you a nice beer, that's very friendly.
It's not enough to get my seat. On principle, I'd be like, no.
I will say on that particular flight, Jake was the jerk.
Yeah.
Yes.
For leaning and boxing her out.
Yeah.
If you have the gumption to say something and try to get her to move over and she says no, then I just think you kind of throw your hands up and say,
you could also sit in the aisle seat yourself and have extra space in the aisle.
No, he was in the aisle seat.
Okay,
and
okay.
She was in the middle. Okay. And the window seat was open.
Okay, right? Okay.
I would assume that she would move over. And I would kind of give her a look to say,
I would
but
do.
But then that's not the case, then I'd just kind of talk it up to the game.
See, if you talk to her, even if there's a language barrier, if you can communicate a bit, because he obviously found out she was afraid of missing her connection, I would have been like, well, why don't you sit in the aisle? And then I'll go sit in the window seat. Because then you still have more space.
Okay.
It doesn't jive with his, he needs to get out easier, but it's just one lady and you're not hopping over two people. You'd be all right.
Well, that's the first edition of Am I the Jerk? If you have any situations, go to amithejerk1310@gmail.com and we will read your situation and then we'll let you know if you're a jerk or not. So
you're
Jake,
a real jerk.
Yes. First one was David, right? Did we consider David the jerk?
I think we were kind of split as a show on
I
that one.
I had to, because that was just, I mean, just, again, in both these situations, just talk.
Yeah, you got to have a little discourse.
If you go at somebody and you have a positive tone and you say, hey, I was just curious, would you be willing to, I just want to check. Most people will respond positively to
that.
Hey, are you in line?
Well, hurry up and get up there. I'm in a rush. Crank it, Glenn.
Dude.
You think that's a jerk move? It'd be really nice. Hey, are you in line?
And you know what? If you compliment them first, like, hey, man, I really like that shirt you've got on. Do you happen to be in line? They're like, you know what? Go ahead. Works every time.
Every time?
Every single time.
All right.